Letter of resignation from the Director of Central Intelligence has been submitted. This is dated November 9th. It says to the team at CIA headquarters, yesterday afternoon I went to the White House and asked the President to be allowed for personal reasons to resign from my position as Director of CIA. After being married for more than 37 years, I showed extremely poor judgment by engaging in an extramarital affair. Such behavior is unacceptable, both as a husband and as a leader of an organization such as ours. This afternoon, the President graciously accepted my resignation. As I depart Langley, I'm reading the letter, continuing, Tamron.
Yes,
I want
please.
You to know that it has been the greatest of privileges to have served with you, the officers of our nation's silent service, a workforce that is truly exceptional in every regard. Indeed, you did extraordinary work on a host of critical missions during my time as director, and I am deeply grateful to you for that. Teddy Roosevelt once observed that life's greatest gift is the opportunity to work hard at work worth doing. I will always treasure my opportunity to have done that with you, and I will always regret the circumstances that brought that work with you to an end. Thank you for your extraordinary service to our country. Best wishes for continued success in the important endeavors that lie ahead for our country and our agency. With admiration and appreciation, David H. Petraeus. As you can see, this is, by any account, a shocking
yes.
announcement.
Yes, it
this is.
This is
a four-star retired general. He's been the director of the CIA since April of 2011. Most likely, he would be succeeded by the veteran career CIA deputy director, Michael Morrell, who is widely admired. We should point out that his wife, Holly Petraeus, works in the consumer advocacy agency mm-hmm. for the administration, had been the deputy, one of the deputies under Elizabeth Warren, and is well known and well regarded as a consumer advocate.
Andrea,
Cameron?
Obviously, as you pointed out, this is news of both of personal and professional consequences for General David Petraeus, a man greatly admired for serving this country and leading our troops through very difficult years.